In this episode, I sit down with Heather Parody to talk about the law of attraction. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and we're doing something special today. So I recently appeared on the Happy Brain podcast. If you're not familiar, Happy Brain is the second podcast here on the TLBC network. It's hosted by my good friend Heather Parody. She is trying to share outside of the box unique ways to improve your mental health and to keep your brain happy. I highly recommend you check the show out. And I've actually featured a few of her episodes here on this show. So you've probably heard it. I recommend you go subscribe to the show and check it out. But I recently appeared on it. We're doing this collab right now where we are having discussions from two different perspectives. So you guys know I'm very focused on the data. I'm very focused on research. I'm very focused on what we can actually get quantifiable measurements of in terms of things we can do to improve our life. She is less that. She's much more focused on feeling and emotion and gut, which is less where I'm at. So we've got this like opposite perspective, and we thought it would be fun to have discussions about some of the topics she's talked about on her show, things like the alter ego effect, things like manifesting and law of attraction stuff, things like talking to your angels. So the topics that are a little bit out there, a little bit hard to quantify, and just capture both of our thoughts and experiences with it. And it's actually a super, super fun series. So she's going to be releasing them. We did four episodes. She's going to be releasing them on the Happy Brain podcast. What I'm going to do here, I'm going to play the first episode. This is a conversation we had the other day. It's all about the law of attraction. And we talk about my views on it, what I think is valuable about it, what I think personally is bullshit about it, excuse my language. And she's going to share her perspective. And you get to hear this sort of interesting dynamic between the two of us, and maybe hopefully find your position somewhere in there as well. So I'm going to play the first episode, but if you want to hear the rest, you've got to go subscribe to the Happy Brain podcast. Just search Happy Brain wherever you're listening to this show, or click the link in the description of this episode. So with that said, thank you for being here and enjoy this episode of mine and Heather's conversation around the law of attraction.
Greg Clunas is the host of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, which is also the network that Happy Brain is under. And on a personal note, he's a good friend of mine. The funny part is Greg is, well, he's quite a bit different than me. He's very scientific and I'm into research and very practical. And I'm not so much. Some people call me a little bit gullible, but I'm a little bit more spiritual and, you know, some people ought to say woo woo, whatever. We're doing a four-part series to discuss some of the topics that have been brought up on Happy Brain to see, can some of these tips really make your brain happy? Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Heather Parody, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into the simple hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Happy Brain. If this is your first time listening, I am so excited you're here. Today is going to be a little different, but I think it's going to be freaking amazing. We have the fearless leader of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, and my personal friend, Greg Clunas, with us to talk about happiness and to talk about mental health. And we're going to maybe, I don't know, disagree on a few things. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But before we get started, if you have not done so yet, I invite you to hit that subscribe button wherever you are listening to this. If you are into outside of the box ways to keep that brain of yours happy. And if you are feeling extra generous, leave us an honest review. I might give you a shout out on the show. Now, who is Greg Clunas? Many of you already know who this man is. Tiny Leaps, Big Changes host. But Greg, I'll give you the opportunity to share exactly who the man, the myth, the legend Greg Clunas is. Ha.
Thank you so much for having me. So who is Greg Clunas? This is always such an interesting question to answer. So I host a podcast called Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. I started about 5.5 years ago with the single goal of taking personal development, what I call bullshit, and phasing all of that out.
How do you really feel, Greg?
Just focusing on the stuff that was replicable in people's lives, that was that they could actually take something away and do something. That I'm fortunate enough has done incredibly well, and I've been able to write a book from it, and you and I met through it, and there's so many different ways that my life has changed since starting that show. My only goal right now in life, the thing I'm really focused on, is how do we get people to have better results in their day-to-day life? Like that's ultimately the question I want to answer.
And I think, you know, you saying that makes so much sense. I've known you, I want to say like 3 years now, maybe. You said the word results, and I think I hear you say that word more than any other word whenever we talk. You're always talking about what gets results. That kind of opens up for mental health, because when we were discussing Happy Brain and this concept of bringing this show on underneath your network, you know, we were talking about what actually makes the brain happy, what actually makes us happy, what is actually good for our mental health. And I would just love to use this conversation as an entry point to hear your thoughts, your ideas about what do you think makes us happy?
Yeah. So this has always been this is why I love the concept of Happy Brain, because it allows us to sort of explore that question. So on my show, I regularly talk about people's lives being broken down into like these six core areas. So you have your fitness, your nutrition, your finances, your career, your relationships, and your mental health. The first five are really easy to quantify. Right. You can do data analysis on your fitness. You can do data analysis on your relationships and whether or not you've reached out to enough people and blah, blah, blah. Mental health is where it gets really murky. Like it's really hard to figure out what that actually is, whether or not you have good mental health or not, until it becomes a problem. So I loved the idea of Happy Brain largely because it gave us a way to start exploring this. And trying to figure out what that answer looks like. For me, in my personal life, I tend to shy away from the idea that happiness is a choice or any of that stuff that is becoming very popular in personal development. Like, oh, you just need to like shift your mindset or shift your perspective or whatever it is. Like sometimes shitty things just happen and that is real. And you can have a negative emotion to that. You don't have to be positive about everything. I think ultimately what it comes down to for me is, do I feel in control of my life or not? And if I feel in control of my life, like I'm purposefully pursuing things in these different areas, those six areas, whether or not I find success in them doesn't matter. That's not where the happiness is. The happiness is, am I actually trying? Am I showing up? Am I taking control of that? And that's what I think leads people to feel fulfilled in their day-to-day life, which over time creates that feeling that we call happiness. That's how I view it.
See, I agree. And I think that's super practical. I think the other element that you and I probably differ on a little bit is I think I got a couple of woo-woo bones in my body. And I think I'm a little bit spiritual and out there with some stuff. And correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if you have any kind of woo-woo bones up in your body. Like, is there any space for some woo-woo up in the Greg Clunas life?
I don't know.
Okay.
So here's the thing.
You're hurting me.
So yes and no. So I grew up religious. I grew up a part of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And for anyone who isn't familiar, it's a sect of Christianity where the Sabbath is on Saturday. And we practice, like it's Friday, not we, but they practice Friday at sundown to Saturday at sundown, no electronics, like very similar to the Jewish faith. That was a really important part of my life growing up. So there is always the back of my head, like the teachings that I sort of learned in that part.
Are
of
you
my
bitter
life.
Towards church and all that?
No, because I understand the value, or I understand the value, why people value it is what I should say. Like I fully recognize my family is still very religious. Like I'm like the black sheep.
What about spiritual? You know how people be saying that I'm religious, Greg. I'm spiritual. What do you think about that?
I think it comes from the same place. I understand the value, that feeling of, and they've done like studies on this, like having that connection to something bigger than yourself is an important part of feeling like things matter.
Do you believe in energy? Oh, because energy is science. And you can measure energy.
Yes, but I don't believe in the way that we treat that energy, I guess.
How would you treat energy?
So you get into the conversation of energy, and I'm not even saying that this is what you're putting out, but all of a sudden you move into the world of like the law of attraction, right? Like
ooh,
the energy
let's go
you
there.
Put out is what is attracted to you. And that's just bullshit.
It's not.
Yes, it is. It's straight up bullshit.
It's not. Okay, if you can measure energy and it's on a frequency and you can measure that, does it not make sense that like different people are rating it at different vibrations?
It sounds nice. It's a thing that sounds really nice, and it's hard to disprove. Like you can't scientifically.
I think you're having a very low energy right now. Like I'm a high vibe.
Very
right
possibly.
Now.
Here's the thing. The only thing about the law of attraction that makes any sense to me whatsoever is the idea that when you focus on something, you end up taking certain actions that move you in that direction. Mm-hmm. But that's not because you're like it's being magically attracted to you. That's not your energy frequency lining up and all of a sudden the world is bringing it to you. That's just bullshit.
But if it works, it works. What does it matter, the vocabulary around it?
Because it leads to other things. So on this level, it makes perfect sense. But when you start talking about frequencies and yada, 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 you get into a place where a lot of people in the self-help space start blaming negative things that happen to people that are outside of their control on, oh, well, you had a low energy, so it's your fault. That's bullshit. And that's where we get into a place where it's dangerous.
I don't know. What about like visualization and all that stuff? Do you see anything with that?
I think it comes back to the same thing with what I believe is the law of attraction. Like you focus on something and you naturally subconsciously take different actions.
Because it literally rewires your brain. Because when you start using, you know, like emotion and intentional thought, literally like with neuroplasticity, your brain can start reshaping and rewiring your thoughts, which will lead you to different actions. So
maybe,
yeah, it sounds
maybe.
Maybe there's science behind it.
But we don't know that. We don't. You and I in this conversation don't know that.
I know that. I know my brain's been rewired.
You've never dissected your own brain and seen the wire.
I might one day.
Neither of us know that. So I want to this is where I try and stay to a little bit away from like the science conversation, because there's a lot of pseudoscience out there. The movie The Secret talks all the time about metaphysics and like all of this like scientific bullshit that isn't actually true.
You're
it's not
hurting
actually
my
true.
Feelings.
There's no actual studies around it.
Okay,
but
I'm not a huge secret.
We say this. I know you're not. But that is like the dominant idea in the personal development space in this day and age.
I'm all but about metaphysical. I think all that is real. I do.
That's fine. You can think that in the same way that you can believe that God is real. But that doesn't make it necessarily.
I'll be talking about God now. We need to have the whole episode on that.
It's true to you. That doesn't make it necessarily a fact.
You told me the other day.
It's not a fact. I'm saying we don't know.
We were on the phone the other day and you said something along the lines of, you know, we were talking about how different you and I are. And you described me as like a Southern religious girl. And I didn't know. Do you think I'm religious?
You've told me, unless I misunderstood, I'm pretty sure you've told me that you were religious.
I'm spiritual, Gregory. I'm spiritual.
That's fair.
There's a difference. Well, we're going to dig way more into this by presenting different topics that we've discussed on Happy Brain. We're going to go through them. And Greg, you're going to share with me what you think about it. And I'll share what I think. And we're just going to dig into it a little bit more. So I'm looking forward to the next few episodes. We're going to be talking about alter egos, grounding, not working out, maybe talking to angels. Who knows, Greg? But anything else that you want to share?
I mean, listen. I'm not completely locked down. Like for those of you, if you're using the video for anything, like these are crystals. Like this is a crystal bracelet. Like I'm not completely.
Whoa,
out
whoa,
there.
Whoa, whoa.
Here's the thing. Let me finish.
Blew my mind.
I don't necessarily believe that the crystals themselves have any value.
But you have crystals?
I don't necessarily believe the crystals themselves have any value.
Yes, you do, or you wouldn't have them. Why do you buy them?
Hear me out.
Why do you buy them?
Because, and so I bought them because one, I like the design of it. Like, I think it's a really attractive bracelet that this company put together. But two, I believe in, or not believe, lately I've been thinking more and more on what the potential value of something like a crystal could be. And I think it's far less about any like inherent properties the crystal has and far more about it being a token for something. So this thing here, the whole idea behind it that the company tells you is like, you wake up and you set your intentions on it and blah, 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 right? The reason I like this over like an actual stone is I'm wearing this. So I wear this and all day long when I look at it, it represents this idea that I had in the morning of what I wanted my day to look like. So is the crystal actually helping me like take advantage of my intentions? Not through any like inherent property of the crystal. It could just as easily be a toothpick, but this looks a whole lot nicer than walking around with a toothpick all day. So that's where like the value is for me. But that, again, I'm not completely like turned off to these things. I just think there are really logical and practical explanations for them. And for some reason, we all want to believe the like magic part of it.
You know what I think?
What's that?
I think you are an undercover woo-woo and you're in denial about it.
My fiance is far more into this stuff than I am.
Good for
and that's
her.
How it, that's how it infected my life.
Good. She's making a positive impact. Anything else that you want to share about your philosophy on a happy brain before we go?
No, I think that a happy brain comes from taking control. That ultimately, that's what matters in my book. That's what worked for me. That's what's worked for my listeners. And I look forward to having these discussions.
I don't know if I'll record this, leave this in the podcast recording or not, but I think happy brain is losing control. I never even thought about that until you said that, because I go complete opposite with it. I think it's more of a complete letting go and getting away from structure and predictability.
I could see that.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.